Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Supreme Court has decided to take another look at whether public officials can block critics on social media.
The High Court will look at whether the First Amendment prevents public officials from blocking critics on platforms like Twitter and Facebook. It's an issue that came up 2 years ago after former President Donald Trump blocked people from his personal Twitter account. The court decided there was nothing left to that case because Trump had already left office and been banned from Twitter. Now the court will hear two cases involving California school board members and a Michigan city manager. The Supreme Court will hear arguments in its next term that starts in October. Lindsay Watts, ABC News, Washington.
Volunteers in Broward County, Florida, say they're in need of food, water, and other supplies as many residents remain displaced from their homes following severe flooding. President Biden simply saying stay tuned when asked by reporters on Monday about his plans to announce another run at the White House. This is ABC News. Flood warnings going up in parts of California, and not because of rain.
Much of California is about to get slammed by its first heat wave of the year, and one that will likely break April records. Midweek parts of California will be in the mid-90s. That's a big change from a few weeks ago when it was snowing heavily, and now there's concern that will cause rapid snowmelt in the mountains and extreme flooding in central California. UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain.
This upcoming heat wave looks like it has, well, it has gone from being a warm spell to what I think we can probably call a heat wave.
Places along the Merced River and elsewhere could get extreme flooding as the snow melts. Alex Stone, ABC News.
That 70s show actor Danny Masterson is back on trial for 3 counts of rape. In November, a jury was deadlocked on charges against him, leading to a mistrial. This time, though, a judge is allowing prosecutors to directly assert that Masterson drugged the women before raping them. Masterson denies the allegations. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Supreme Court has decided to take another look at whether public officials can block critics on social media.
The High Court will look at whether the First Amendment prevents...
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Crudy is off. I am Dom, the other Devil's Advocates. Thank you for listening. Evan on the board, our fair audience. It's Monday, but I am super happy today. Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, our friend, joining me in studio for the next 2 hours. Maggie, so good to see you. It's been way too long, sister.
No doubt, my friend. It's Monday. We're here. And there's just been a couple of things that have been happening this Monday afternoon.
Today is Monday, April 24th. And during our prep work today, we've come to the conclusion that today will forever be known as April 24th is Jerk Firing Day?
Jerk Firing Day. I definitely think that there's been a precedent set. There's been some nationally recognized jerks getting fired today.
I mean, so today, from now on, if you got to do it, you got to clean the house Monday or whatever, April 24th. But today's Monday, April 24th, you get rid of them. Now, you know, during the collaborative creative process, we actually came up with different name for today, but we couldn't use those.
The FCC would object.
So it is Jerk Firing Day. Welcome. And the game we'll play today as we delineate, identify, line up, tell you who all the jerks today who got fired. Who would you like to see fired? 844-967-2789. Maggie, there's lots of jerks that got fired today. You are the guest of honor.
Ooh.
Who would you like to discuss first?
Wow. Well, there's such a lovely variety of jerks today. Yes, it sort of depends. Do you want to start, within the media or within sports?
Ooh.
And do you want to start on the right or the left end of the dial?
Well, I mean, this is Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yeah, and we do love sports here
we
in Wisconsin.
We do love some
and
sports.
And we especially love our Green Bay Packers. All right, let's go there. Maggie Dawn, Aaron Rodgers. Traded from the Packers to the Jets. It is official.
Yes, well, just ask him. He's immune or what?
Yeah.
Immunized? Immunized.
Yes,
I'm immunized from any sort of criticism, right? I mean, goodbye, Aaron. This, to me, has been very, very long overdue. I grew up watching the Packers. And sort of buying into the whole mystique of the Packers, really going back to that most famous of all coaches, right? And I have to imagine that Coach Lombardi would have had a lot more choice words for Aaron Rodgers than did Matt LaFleur, right? And listen, we could spend a whole hour talking about this new breed of NFL coaches that are sort of the soft touch, especially with franchise QBs or extremely popular players. But at the end of the day, the guy's a liar, liar, pants on fire. He's a total megalomaniac, total pathological narcissist. And unless you were one of his favorite receivers, who also happens to be with the Jets now, like, he would have to be totally toxic in that locker room. So jerk number one from the NFL. Goodbye, Aaron. Nobody is going to miss you, or at least I won't be missing you.
Oh, May, so critical. The four-time MVP, as reported in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Tom Silverstein.
That goes for most valuable prima donna.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
Happened on Monday. Packers agreed to deal Rodgers to the Jets for what is essentially 2 second-round picks, a second of which could become a first in 24. Here's what ESPN said. The Packers receive pick number 13, a second-round pick, number 42, and a sixth-round pick, number 207, in this year's draft, plus a conditional 2024 second-round pick that becomes a first if Rodgers plays 65% of the plays this season.
Dun, dun, dun. Could you see Rodgers? I mean, this would be super on-brand for Aaron Rodgers to, like, exactly keep track of how many and come in at like just 64% to spite the Packers. So on brand for Aaron Rodgers. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of dissection of what the Packers got for this trade. Certainly getting a couple of pretty early second round picks is going to be powerful. And if they can parlay that, if Rodgers actually plays for the Jets and we get a good first round pick, that may very well be franchise changing sort of picks.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I'm no football expert, but it seems to be a pretty reasonable deal given the fact that he had lost all utility to the Green Bay Packers in this last season in spades, right? I don't think you could put together a cogent argument that Aaron Rodgers was, on balance, a plus to the Green Bay Packers organization this past season. So goodbye, Aaron. I am not sad to see you go.
The Jets will receive Aaron Rodgers, of course, pick number 15 and a fifth-round pick, number 170, this year. As reported, Packers are not only dealing their future Hall of Fame quarterback, but they're also ridding themselves of a contract that calls for Rodgers to receive a guaranteed $59.1 million in 2023.
Overpaid.
Right. So Aaron Rodgers is out. It is April 24th. It is Jerk Firing Day. You can join us, 844-967-2789. That's the Wisconsin lead. That's Aaron Rodgers. But, of course, we all knew this was coming.
You know, not an if, but when. And, you know, true to form, like Aaron Rodgers does, all Aaron Rodgers news gets broke on that lame podcast that he would use to talk about his ayahuasca use, his deep emotional, you know, self-revelatory journey. I mean, talk about a guy who only knows how to talk about himself.
Oh, but that's self-help. I mean, you can't have self-help without the self, Peggy. I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
I guess. It's you just ask Aaron. It's all self, all day, every day. Doesn't matter what team, he'll go on and talk about his sensory deprivation chamber,
right,
and the fact
right.
that he's friends with that dippy, like, I don't know, influencer guy that now thinks he's a boxer. I mean, what? Total distraction. I say good luck, Jets, or maybe not so much good luck. Enjoy
right.
what you've now reaped.
Yep.
Anybody hearing weird echoes of Favre eventually ending up
like,
at the Jets?
Didn't we do this once before?
It's deja vu all over again, Yogi Berra would say. I just want him gone. I want him out of our league, or division, I should say. I think he's a huge distraction for a franchise like the Packers. He also, I would suggest, was never a great culture fit, right? Like, the part of the Aaron Rodgers story that always resonated a lot for the Packers was this guy that was sort of looked over and had a chip on his shoulder.
Right, he got picked way later than he thought it was gonna. Then he sat there and watched, waited his turn.
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
That story about Aaron Rodgers resonates with Wisconsin
Still
sports
does.
Fans.
It's a great
Absolutely.
Story.
Absolutely. I enjoyed that part of watching Aaron Rodgers really come to be a leader on the team. Everything after that first Super Bowl win has basically been an exercise in egomaniacal self-love for Aaron Rodgers and not very successful for the Packers. How many times did we think, well, this is the year?
Oh, so close all the time, but
this
never
is the
there.
Year. And he seemed to very much fall apart in those critical games. And listen, if we're talking about firing jerks, right, which April 24th,
that's
National
it.
Fire the Jerks Day, one of the things, and I've talked about this on a number of shows, that you look for in leaders is that they step up and take responsibility. When the team loses, when the team takes a hit, when things aren't going well, they don't look to blame other people. They stand up in that void and say, I am ultimately responsible. I think the jerks that we're going to talk about today, that is the thing that they have most in common. Absolutely no sense of responsibility. They want to blame everybody but themselves for what are bad results and then sort of watch the thing burning and go, what are you going to do about it? Right, I dare you to fix it. All three of the jerks today, people might want to throw in a jerk or two of their own.
lots of jerks out there, and some are justified. Today is April 24th. We have deemed it Fire the Jerk Day. Aaron Rodgers is first, and as expected, we knew this was coming, although it was drug out. But what we didn't know when we woke up today,
yeah,
what a lot of people didn't know, hell, what Tucker Carlson didn't know when he woke up today, that his last day at Fox News would have been Friday.
Thanks, Tucker. Goodbye.
Evan, I believe we have a little sound of Tucker. Is that from Friday? Maybe we could roll that up. I mean, it is kind of historical now. Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News, as the Washington Post reports, the apparently hasty parting. Carlson gave no indication he was leaving in his last nightly appearance on Friday, and the network was still running promos for his show Monday morning. What? Let's hear it, Evan. We got a little bit of time. Let's squeeze it in. Here's Tucker on Friday.
Up, we're loading. Just one sec. I'll get going.
We'll get there. Don't worry.
I mean, it's historic. Be patient, people. People want to hear this. Tucker Carlson out at Fox News. Got it?
He's a promo. Take a minute now. This is madness.
It's madness.
I'll get it
all
together.
Right.
We got 2 minutes. We're going to hear it before the break.
I love it.
844-967-2789. No, for real. Tucker Carlson out. And apparently the decision brought down on high. The man himself, Rupert Murdoch, made the call.
Logan Roy himself, you're out, Tucker. Goodbye. Pack up your stuff and hit the road. I have to say, absolutely shocked. I am floored by this. I would not have expected this. I thought we had seen Tucker Carlson absolutely at the very bottom of the barrel and then kicking out the bottom of the barrel to find new lows. Arguably, Tucker Carlson has been at the helm of the single most racist and misogynistic show on cable news in the history of cable news. And Fox News and Tucker Carlson cash those checks every day happily.
Happily.
They dared the American public to stop listening to that, and people weren't. They kept tuning in. To me, I am absolutely blown away that Rupert Murdoch would pull the chain on Tucker, which has to ask some questions about what else, what other steaming piles are out there.
Well, that's the whole point. What we know, Maggie Dawn, is that it's not about the blue or the red, it's the green. And what is it about their number one guy and their number one spot and their number one channel that he's out today? Join us in some speculation. Let's identify some other jerks that should be fired today. It's Aaron Rodgers. He's traded to the Jets. And Tucker Carlson, he's out at Fox News. We'll be right back.
We'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, have the best weekend with the ones that you love.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 32 overnight under overcast skies with a chance of scattered snow showers. Northeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, mixed precipitation possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 45. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 28. Mainly sunny skies. Wednesday, with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered showers. Thursday, a dusting of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 30.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Douche of the universe, in all the galaxies, there's no bigger douche than you. You've reached the top, the pinnacle of douchedom. Good going, douche, your dreams have come true.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you so much for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thank you, Evan. That was very amusing. Thank you, Maggie Dawn, our guest devil today, hanging out in studios at the WAUK studios in Waukesha. Aaron Rodgers traded to the Jets today. Tucker Carlson fired from Fox News today. And that one, now I did have a premonition, only because this guy Dan Bongino was fired from Fox maybe a few days ago. And we didn't really get there because I don't care. I mean, what I do know about that guy is, like, how did he get this show to begin with? But okay, you know, things come and go.
His qualifications, his performance.
Yes, yes. Yes, his wonderful work-like attitude.
Yes.
It seemed to be that was Bongino was fired after the Fox News settlement.
Settlement. That's right. All this is breaking after the $782 million settlement. I posted immediately that, you know, I can't imagine what getting to that number must have been like, right? Because the entire Fox News Corp brand and the Fox holding company's brand has been effectively never give any quarter, never give up, never concede, never apologize.
Yeah, just cut the check and walk away.
So they've been able to do that. You know, we look at the whole Fox News empire of Rupert Murdoch. I think the estimates, if I get this wrong and somebody fact checks me on the air, that's fine. Upwards of $15 billion. Some say closer and maybe even over $20 billion. But that is still a bit of a hard pill to swallow. $782 million. Now, of course, Fox not covering a whiff of that. But that is a sizable message. And I think the thing that gets Fox to that settlement, again, is the prospect of putting person after person after person in a witness stand. And then the thing that actually was more surprising to me than even the settlement was the fact that they weren't controlling what Tucker Carlson was saying on air while the Dominion lawsuit was proceeding.
Well, they were controlling for some time what their media guy was saying on air. They wouldn't even let him talk about it for some time.
Right.
He finally addressed his lack of addressing it.
Let me talk about the fact that I'm not talking about
exactly.
This. Put some context.
Does that
around
make me
this.
A good journalist? I'm not clear what the rules again are. Lots of people getting fired today.
It was hard to imagine Rupert Murdoch coming into a courtroom and testifying. You know, I mean, I mean, as an 80-some-year-old billionaire, I mean, really, that's how you're going to spend your last few million breaths that you have are going to be taken up by that, really? I mean, when you can't scratch the check, why would you bother?
I think Rupert probably would have made a more coachable and reliable witness and easier to prepare and defend on cross-examination than most of the Fox News personalities. Maria Bartiromo is not the sharpest tack in the box. These people have become very accustomed to sort of just going off. And that unhinged TV commentary doesn't work in courtrooms, right? And you have then the very text messages and the counterpose of those versus what they were saying on air.
Yeah.
Now, that would have made for some difficult answering of questions for Rupert, but that guy's really smart. Maria Bartiromo, not really smart. And all of those on-air personalities, it's like roll the tape, show the text, and then nail them on cross, right? That just becomes so painful.
Bartiromo, she's a true believer? I mean, I get it. You know, sometimes you get the mic in front of you, we're goofing around, yeah. Where all of a sudden you get into a rant, and all of a sudden your mind just goes, and your mouth tries to keep up, and you hope you're FCC compliant, and you don't listen to the tape. So I get sometimes people can get caught up in a moment, perhaps. Is it your impression that these are the true believers? I don't know that, because if you see what they say in the not on the air, it's hard to think that they are.
Well, I would put the Fox personalities into two distinct camps. I think there are those that clearly knew that all of this was made up fantasy that was being used to fuel continuing donations to Trump's autocratic reelection campaign and his autocratic attacks on the integrity of the 2020
and they
election.
Were saving their bottom line by keeping their correct audience from going to Newsmax or OAN.
There was a perfect intersection or alignment of financial interest, right? It was in Trump's financial interest to tell the big lie. It was in Fox News's financial interest to allow his surrogates to promote the big lie because it kept eyeballs on their station at a time when they were losing ground to OAN, that crackerjack Pulitzer Prize winning news outlet, as well as Newsmax.
Does a conspiracy have to be willingly, knowingly, specifically on the conspiracy, or can it basically be a mesh of mutual interests that we happen to go down that road, you know, from a legal perspective?
No, it doesn't. And in fact, some of the most complex and most successful criminal conspiracies that we've seen ever prosecuted in the United States or even at the International Court of Justice at The Hague have been those where many of the actors are unaware that they're participating in a conspiracy. That's how mob bosses do things. That's what enforcers do. They sort of dole out the task to those who might not know that the right hand is doing this and they're the left hand and they're doing this other thing that forwards the purpose of the conspiracy. That is entirely what happened here. But to answer your question most directly, I think Maria Bartiromo was one of the Kool-Aid drinkers that truly believed and was incapable of engaging in any sort of critical analysis of the facts. And yet she was being warned. And that's where the 700 and some odd million dollar settlements come in.
And she remains employed at Fox News, unlike Tucker Carlson.
Bye-bye, Tucker.
He was one of the jerks fired today. But wait, there's more. We'll tell you all about it. Come back with us, 844-967-2789. Maggie Dawn in studio. Stick around.
You've got to be honest about what it means to lead a country. It means killing people.
Okay.
WAUK 548.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Supreme Court has decided to take another look at whether public officials can block critics on social media.
The High Court will look at whether the First Amendment prevents public officials from blocking critics on platforms like Twitter and Facebook. It's an issue that came up 2 years ago after former President Donald Trump blocked people from his personal Twitter account. The court decided there was nothing left to that case because Trump had already left office and been banned from Twitter. Now the court will hear two cases involving California school board members and a Michigan city manager. The Supreme Court will hear arguments in its next term that starts in October. Lindsay Watts, ABC News, Washington.
Volunteers in Broward County, Florida, say they're in need of food, water, and other supplies as many residents remain displaced from their homes following severe flooding. President Biden simply saying stay tuned when asked by reporters on Monday about his plans to announce another run at the White House. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The stage is set for the legal fight over abortion in Wisconsin. A judge in Madison will hear a challenge to the state's restrictive 1849 law on May 4th. If his side wins, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says abortion will be legal again for the first 20 weeks of pregnancy.
This is going to remain an issue, but if we win, it is correct that we'll go back to a position that's similar to where we were before the Dobbs decision.
Call was on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. The case is expected to go all the way to the state Supreme Court. Police and sheriff's departments around Wisconsin are calling Saturday's Drug Take-Back Day a success. More than 280 agencies took part and people turned in 27 tons of medications. In sports, the Bucks try to pull even in their playoff series at Miami tonight. The Brewers host Detroit. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. You can join us, 844-967-2789. Lots of jerks getting fired today. Who could be next? Could you think whatever happened? Maggie Dong, Tucker Carlson out today. Number one guy on Fox News, Maggie, and I just saw it, I believe, 3.32 million watchers
every night.
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker is really why people, a lot of people watch Fox, right? And make no mistake, the Tucker formula is not complicated, okay? And let me just, in case you have forgotten the basic rubric of every Tucker show.
All right, lay it on me, yes.
Very basic. Pick whatever topic du jour. Layer, basically, white grievance. Turn it up, you know, to like the 10th exponent. And then, in other words, you just drop this enormous verbal bomb, okay? And then you bring on a few guests to talk about it and legitimize it. You ask very sarcastic questions at the end. Why is it not okay for me to ask
a question
about this?
I'm just asking questions over here, Megan.
Which is an old as time rhetorical tool that's used to effectively try to create a layer of distance between the speaker and the view that they're espousing. And also this pragmatic, like, when is it ever not okay to ask a question, right? It's sort of like, well, when did you stop beating your wife? I'm just asking. why? Don't be offended. I'm just asking.
Just asking questions. Inquiring minds want to know.
And then the next day, what Tucker does is have a complete meltdown, again with some guests, because of the reaction to his extremely race-baiting, misogynistic, xenophobic stuff that he said the night before, right? And just rinse and repeat. So you say inflammatory, very racist thing as XYZ in terms that don't sound racist, right? That are facially neutral, ask some sarcastic questions. People get outraged, and then you criticize the people for being outraged, usually gaslighting them by calling them racist, right? And so goes the cycle. Tucker was really good at that, right? He had perfected, if that was an art form, he had perfected that, and it had appeal, right, for people that feel like they're not quite where they should be.
Well, there's always an audience for that.
Of course.
And if you're better at it, and if you're, you know, good at messaging and effective, well, you're going to have a bigger audience. And if you have, you know, flashy ads and good-looking hosts and, it, you know, and lots of pillows, it is, you know, you can... You can influence, and obviously that's what happened. But if we're talking about, though, the number one guy, we're talking about 3.32 yep. million voters, the largest audience in all of cable news in the coveted 25 to 54 age demographic. Tucker Carlson, out today.
Out today.
What is it about a company who looks at a guy like Tucker Carlson, looks at their situation, whatever it may be, because we're on the outside, we don't know. But, and you know that it's green, it's not red, or it's blue. We already know these things. We know what the internal communications were. What was the financial situation? What are the variables to make it time for Tucker to go?
Well, and not just that. We know Tucker is not going to go quietly into that good night. He's going to just, it's like, where does that problem pop up again? Is it going to be on podcast and Newsmax and OAN? Is he going to try to start his own whole flagship new enterprise? Because, listen, Carlson has gone head-to-head with those internal to Fox before, probably most notoriously in 2019 with Shep Smith, right?
Yep.
And Shepard Smith ended up canned. Shep Smith, now on CNN, yep. Right? Fox stood behind Tucker Carlson at every conceivable turn because, as Dom said, there is no red, there is no blue, there's only green, and he was making incredible amounts of money for Fox News. A ton of producers that criticized not just his the rhetoric and as it degraded during the Trump presidency, but what he had to say about the election, what he said about Ukraine before it was the war,
right?
What he said about the Trump influence.
I mean, pick your episode, right?
Which episode of Ukraine are you talking about? And almost all of those people have been forced out of Fox News. This is new, the newsmaker making news. I just never, ever, ever thought I would see this. You know, in 2018, apparently there started to be quite an exodus of advertisers on Fox News. But the show ended up making more money after the public outcry because of the sponsorships that would come in. So effectively, it was like there was no bottom for Tucker. There was nothing that couldn't be said that he would be penalized for, and Fox News seemed extremely happy to line up. So the question, at least that I have, is what else is going to come down the pike? what perhaps this woman who has worked as a producer on his show, who has all of these tapes.
Abby Grossberg. She's suing Fox News for sexual harassment and other alleged wrongs. And she has lots and
she's
lots of
tapes. She's got receipts, as the kids like to say. And listen, is anybody really of a mind? If you're a Fox News fan, okay, that's your jam. Could you really argue that you're not going to expect the way that people language in that organization to be some of the most sexually, like, explicit and uncomfortable language?
I mean,
that
if not there, where?
Right?
You know what I mean? Isn't this what we do?
The former Washington Redskins, right? I'm using it during that time that it was owned by that locker room or the Fox News, like, right. Newsroom, like, probably on par. Very explicit. And it goes back to Roger Ailes' leadership of this organization. So just everything about this tells me there's got to be something more there. And not just the Dominion suit's done. Well, we've got a couple more coming,
right.
And it's not just Ms. Grossberg's. We've got the other voting system.
Smartmatic
that's suing as well.
For 2 point something billion, like an extra billion above and beyond what Dominion was.
Yeah, just put it right on top. So they're looking down the pike of some pretty serious litigation. Now, if you're thinking about corporate legal defense.
Yes, I am.
Firing this guy during the course of the Dominion lawsuit probably would have looked bad, sort of even look like an admission of some kind of guilt or wrongdoing. But I will guarantee you that corporations think about, well, if we fire this guy, does he or she become a hostile witness towards the organization?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Right? So in the Smartmatic lawsuit, in Grossberg's lawsuit, how is Carlson going to play that? Right? And that's probably something that he's going to be strategically thinking through. Now, to the extent that the accusations are specifically about the bad things that he did, he's got no choice but to defend that. But
on the liability side, though, I mean, he's no longer with Fox News. If somebody sues him, can he be personally liable for that, or is he still under the Fox News umbrella?
So if it relates back to conduct, actions, words, what have you, that he engaged in while he was still a Fox News employee, he is covered. In other words, Fox is ultimately liable. He is their employee.
But as of this morning, anything he says, he goes and starts his own podcast or goes on Bannon Show or whatever and lights up some stuff. He's no longer under Fox's liability protection.
Yeah, Alex Jones and those few $1 billion that he owes to Sandy Hook, yes, that whole liability scheme starts to look a lot different.
Well, I'd rather owe it to you than never pay you.
When I figure that one out, I'll let you know. I can't think that fast on the radio, Dom.
844-967-2789. I'd rather owe it to you forever than never pay you. I'm sorry. I misspoke. Let's get to it. We owe it to our audience. They've been so patient. Thank you for joining us. Happy Monday. We're lighting it up. Joanne from Madison, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, I'm sad for Moscow because it's going to have to fill in those places that it would have those clips from Tucker Carlson or something else. I mean, it was our biggest export to the Soviet Union. Just a little note about Tucker, where I don't miss him at all is the little digs he would make at women of color.
Mm-hmm.
Always. A woman of color was the low IQ, blank, 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 the low IQ Kamala Harris, whatever, Susan Rice, and that was completely uncalled for. I mean, even when Tucker was delivering straightforward stuff, it would always be low IQ, and that's a sin I can't forgive. Thank you so much. It's been a great show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Joanne, you're not too far off. I thought I heard this earlier, but I had to do a quick Google search. Russia state media is already offering Tucker Carlson a job, the Daily Beast reporting. Business Insider, Russia to Tucker Carlson, run for president.
Yeah.
Visit Moscow. We'll happily offer you a job if you wish to carry on as a presenter and host.
Dennis Rodman goes to North Korea to meet with Kim Jong-un back in the day. And Putin is hiring Tucker Carlson. I mean, Joanne's got it 100% right. Carlson gave Russia good propaganda to use to attack the United States. But it was more the inverse that right. was the problem, right. that Tucker Carlson was effectively a pass-through
yes.
for all the GRU generated. And the GRU, just to remind everybody in the acronym soup here, is the legacy inherited intelligence arm of Russia that used to be the KGB under the Soviet Union. Effectively, all of that misinformation campaign, all of that propaganda, the entire what I'm going to call Russian information machine targeting the United States. And make no mistake, there, the entire purpose of all of that misinformation, those lies, is to sow civil discord and division in this country.
Chaos, and, baby.
And Tucker Carlson was an unflinching megaphone for Russian propaganda. I mean, yeah, he spliced together the McCarthy stuff in a way that worked for Russia, but we should have been far more worried about the day-over-day endorsement of Russian misinformation that Tucker Carlson and Rupert Murdoch simply were happy to use to cash checks on for these now many, many years. I mean, he was effectively probably the best Russian spy without being a Russian spy.
So Tucker Carlson,
right, than they could have ever hoped
Tucker
for.
Tucker Carlson picks up on what the GRU, what the Russians are feeding him. He recycles it, regurgitates it. Then Russia says, hey, look at this American host.
Correct.
Here's what they're saying in America, Russia.
A very sick, symbiotic relationship that profited both immeasurably. Right? And that's the meta context here that I always try to, no matter where anybody falls on the dial, is ask yourself, where do the incentives lie?
Yeah.
Do the incentives align with a stronger America? Are the incentives aligned with, we agree on the value, we're having a good faith debate about the how? Or are the incentives aligned that I will say anything, do anything, be anything, and trade any value away to simply enrich by dividing? You know, if it's the former, you can maybe have a discussion. If it's the latter, it's Fox News and generally MAGA folks, right? I think we're hearing some commentary today asking the question, does this portend? Is this turning the page on the MAGA movement? I'd be really interested to hear what the listeners have to say about that, Dom. Do you think that the firing of Tucker Carlson and these continuing lawsuits with Fox News, maybe even the $5 million that an arbiter in Minnesota said Mike Lindell has to pay to the guy who took up the challenge that Mike laid out to prove that his data was false.
Mike Lindell presented a bunch of just random data at his convention, right?
Yeah.
And said, I'll pay anyone $5 million who can prove this is not voting data. And some Republican conservative data wonk
yes.
did it.
I loved it. It was some 56-year-old guy. He's a data guy, kind of a bean counter type. Mike Lindell specifically says, I'll give you $5 million if you can't prove, or if you can prove that this doesn't show that the election was rigged.
Right.
And what the guy proved was not only does it not show that the election was rigged, it's not even election data from 2020. It has nothing to do with the issue at hand. So do you think that all of this movement is portending a turn of the page for the MAGA movement, for Trumpism 2.0, whether that's with DJT or not?
844-967-2789. We have some callers. We'll get to you. We do want to know. Or do they just crawl back from under the rock because they've always been there and they're always going to be there? Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. That is Maggie Dawes. She is the guest host. We're going to talk about some radio business later on,
ooh,
Ms. Dawn. But you can join us once again, 844-967-2789. We will be right back.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life.
VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 32 overnight under overcast skies with a chance of scattered snow showers. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, mixed precipitation possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 45. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 28. Mainly sunny skies. Wednesday, with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered showers. Thursday, a dusting of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 30.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open for your take. 844-967-2789. Tucker Carlson out at Fox News. Dan Bongino, he was fired a few days ago. Question posed. What does this portend for the MAGA movement? Is this bad for them? Or are they just going to shift gears and keep on rolling like the blob? 844-967-2789. Maggie Dawn, the co-devil today. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks so much. It's interesting to see if the authoritarian trend that Tucker Carlson appeals to is going to keep on going. Do you think that these people that talk about liberty and freedom and they talk about how what a horrible dictator-like person that Joe Biden is, when they respond to the authoritarian and to people that are in search of unfettered hubris and pride in what they do, and when our literature, even going back to the ancient literature, like whenever the hero gets too full of himself, usually the gods find some way of punishing him, that like Gilgamesh, when his immortality was stolen from him by the snake, that the warnings of Greek mythology and the tales of King Midas and others, I mean, the Greek heroes often met with horrible fates because they got too full of themselves, and that and maybe
Greek
going too
heroes,
far,
Mark, you're assuming what Mega's like understanding the Greek culture. I don't think they even have those books in the library. There might be some genitalia exposed in some of the statues. Thanks for the call, Mark. You know, I was recently in Italy, Maggie, and wow, what a sausage party, man. Michelangelo had no problem, with naked men all over the place.
But all over.
Apparently, in some places in this country, that's considered porn. So I question whether or not some American mega folks are, being too philosophically deep on their criticisms or why they are the way they are. But thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Tom from McFarland, you're next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Thanks for taking my call. And I think the idea that this is going to do anything to stop the MAGA crowd would be wishful thinking on our part. They've always been there. They haven't gone anywhere. And unfortunately, it's a movement that spreads through social media. So the only thing that's going to happen is to amplify that voice. And now that they've had a taste of that power that they're actually looking for, they're not going to go back underneath those rocks. They're just going to get more violent. They're going to become more aggressive. They're going to do whatever it is that they can do in order to maintain power. And you're seeing that within Republicans. Look at how the Republicans are doing everything they can to help bring about that, you know, suppression of votes or voices that are counter to them. What was it the other day? We just had a prominent GOP strategist and attorney who gave a very high-profile talk to the GOP about college kids and how they are pretty much a lost cause for the GOP. And rather than trying to come up with policies that might attract the college crowd, they're coming up with strategies of how they can suppress the college crowd. That's the GOP.
That's the quiet part out loud from Cleta Mitchell. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, Cleta Mitchell, Tom, former Foley and Lardner partner, I believe she was also one of the attorneys on the very famous and totally honest phone call that Trump had with the Georgia officials when he asked for 11,780 votes. That's a great point. But again, I would remind you, Tom, Paul Weyrich was saying these things back in the 80s, you know, to the evangelicals. Now, they want less people to vote. It's better for the conservative movement if less people vote. You know, and what an admission, Tom. You know, our policies
suck out loud,
so bad that we can't convince people to vote for us. So our best option is to suppress the vote. 844-967-2789. Meg, any thoughts?
Yeah, that's the GOP brand. It's been the GOP brand, and it's been the GOP strategy for the last 20 years.
Do the kids know that? Because I don't think they do.
I
mean, the way Gen Z came out, and Cleta Mitchell specifically referred to Wisconsin.
Yes.
Oh, we're making it too easy. The kids, they roll out of their dorm rooms and go down the street, or maybe hell, even in the same building, and vote and go back. It's like they don't do enough. It's not hard enough for them, Cleta Mitchell? Really?
Yeah, there aren't enough obstacles to voting. Odd that nowhere in the Constitution, for all those, you know, strict constructionists, read Dan Kelly, there's nothing in the Constitution about restricting voting other than the age of majority, right? Somehow, very tuned up about gun rights and very literally interpreting exactly the words of the document there and that they shall not be abridged, but we'll walk all over your most fundamental democratic right, and that is to vote without any compunction. Listen, we've been starting to get Republicans on tape saying the quiet part out loud for a bit now. Yep. Not only do we have Cleta Mitchell saying we should be suppressing the voting age college kids, but we've had other Republicans in the last few cycles saying, yeah, we put these voter ID rules in place because it helps keep poor people and black people from voting.
And college kids, yes.
And those pesky, if it wasn't for those pesky kids, I would have gotten away with it.
Right. It's the Scooby-Doo philosophy of the Republicans. 844-967-2789. Here's Omega. CJ, you're up. What do you think, man? Fox News, Tucker is gone. What's your opinion? Why do you think Tucker's out?
Well, I'm sure they're using the excuse that he's paid too much money. So just like Aaron Rodgers is gone bye-bye, they're going to do that to Tucker. But I find it funny you guys will avoid Don Lemon.
That's our third jerk.
We got it.
Oh, that's our third jerk. Third jerk of the day.
The 18-year-old naked guy in the Sun Prairie shower with 14-year-olds. You guys are probably okay with that. But the Republicans...
Oh, come on, CJ, honestly, brother, honestly, like, we can argue, but nobody is okay on this station, or I'm never going to claim that you're okay with sexual assault or pedophilia or the rape of children. Don Lemon is a terrible jerk. He has had problem for years with misogyny. Thanks for queuing up the third jerk of the day that's gone bye-bye. That is Don Lemon. That's why at the beginning of the show, what did I ask? I said, do you want to talk about sports or media? And you want to talk about media on the right or the left?
That's right.
Don Lemon was the guy, the other jerk that got fired today. He said things like this, texted this to a young reporter by the name of Kira Phillips about 15 years ago, who got an assignment that Don wanted. He texted this to her: now you've crossed the line and you're going to pay for it. Don Lemon should have been fired 15 years ago. It's high time CNN caught up with that. It's a shame that it took this long. 3 months ago, since we're on it, CJ, thanks for bringing it up, he said that Nikki Haley was past her prime because she was in her 40s. Screw you, Don. I'm in my 40s and I'm just hitting my stride.
That's what I'm saying. Don Lemon is out. CNN said Don will forever be part of the CNN family. We thank him for his contributions over the last 17 years. We wish him well, and we'll be cheering for him on his future endeavors. I'm stunned, Don Lemon said, arguing the management did not have the decency to inform him of his firing directly. Quote, at no time was I ever given any indication that I would not be able to continue to do the work I've loved at the network. CNN, they refuted that. They said that's an accurate quote. He wasn't offered an opportunity to meet with management, but instead...
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org, brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.